Welcome to season one of Inside Once Out, an African mother tongue poetry podcast produced by Tinswe Media and powered by the South African Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. The theme for season one is African poetry in the time of a global pandemic. Each episode features an introduction from the poet. Then you will hear an original poem delivered in their mother tongue. And lastly, the English translation of their poem. We look forward to taking you on this journey of language, culture, and truth. Besides, some things are better expressed in your mother tongue. Let's get to know today's poet.
My name is Njeri Wangari. I am a Kenyan born and based poet, writer, and the author of a poetry collection, Minds and Minefields, My Spoken Words. Now, the inspiration to write this poem in my mother tongue, Gikuyu, is Mihomo, which translates to breath or breathing, inspired by looking at the impact that this virus and the pandemic is having on family structures, on us as a community, because by virtue of being a Mugikuyu, a Kenyan, and an African, we are still a very communal type of society. And the value of touch and being together as a family and just those close bonds are the ones that have been drastically affected by this pandemic. If you look at the safety measures that have been put in place and the effect that those measures are having on our ability to care for each other, you know, children and grandkids visiting their grandmother, because, you know, the statistics of the elderly being very susceptible to dying from this disease and the impact that is having on children or even grandchildren not being able to visit their grandmothers, and instances where grandmothers are dying without having their children just pay the last respect. So the inspiration for this poem was to just look at the impact that it has had on our social structures, also from an economic perspective, that a lot of people have lost their jobs and actually suffering, and most are starving and suffering as a result of the economic impact of this pandemic, and not so much from the direct impact that it's having, you know, by virtue of being sick.
When all else fails, the simple thing to do is breathe. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has at times limited our ability to breathe. This poem is written and read by Kenyan poet Njeri Wangari. Her poem is read in her mother tongue of Kikuyu.
Mehomo. Ni murimo uriku uyu watoma tuhe iremba tunua twahana thweri bururi waihura arigitani ni kanyamu kari kugaka gatuingiria hehoda gatua moko maitu cionguyu kahinga mikawa irafu mathukuru nginya kanitha ni mihumu yatuma micii ituike njera ni murimo uriku uyu wa mihomo wagiria thike maito wagiria tucukuru kungetia cuwe irathimo na igaicio mbuka ta hungwire metwo kuhuria ni murimo ni mihomo yatuma cucu akue wiki ta murogi mihomo ituikite mango mango ya kanua maniuru na moko haya we ndwire uge ucio arakorora tenayo aligo ya tagi kwa kemunye mwere watu ikagisika ginya aduka hakule mia homa. Mago ya mihomo ni aniari ya mawira. Togu kuwa nengaragu na toga uo ni mihomo. Ireto korona. Korona ya gukorora. Ya tukora, ya turora ginya tuarora hamwe. Ni korona ya toma tukue tagi.
Here is our poet reading the English translation of their poem.
What disease is this that has tied turbans around our mouths, turning us all Muslim brides, a country now full of doctors? What thing is this that has put shivers in the pit of our stomachs, turning hands into fish, closing eateries, clubs, schools, even churches? Has breathing caused homes to become jail blocks? What disease is this from breathing that won't allow me to bury my mother, that won't let grandkids seek their grandmother, her blessings and will to fly like a hawk that just missed a chick? Has breath caused our grandmother to die like a witch? Breathing has become a leprosy, afflicting mouths, noses, and hands. Hey, be wary of that one, coughing like they've caught it, weak and sickly like an uprooted cassava plant. Body has turned to a burning log, their shop now empty. This leprosy of the breath has finished businesses. Are we to die from starvation and from breathing? It's being called corona. Corona that gets you through coughing. It found us, stared at us, till we toed the line. Is it corona that has made us die like flies?
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Inside Ones Out, and we'd love to hear from you. Please leave a review or rate this episode. For more information on how to submit a poem or partner with us, visit www.teenswearmedia.com.